welcome to the Lighten Up Podcast with Lauren Polly, your invitation for living on the lighter side of life. I'm Lauren Polly, and I'm delighted you have chosen to join me today for episode 114, The Pleasure Factor. Today we're going to chat about actually choosing for the pleasure of living and the pleasure of embodiment, and not this weird thing that we do where we start to ask questions, choose things, and look for change based on a problem, a fix-it mode, or trying just to lean away from the things that are currently struggling in our lives. Unfortunately, a lot of us, we look to lean away from pain. We look to kind of change the angst or the struggle or the things that have kind of plateaued or aren't as shiny and sparkly and fun for us anymore. But we do so in a way where we're not having the broader perspective. We're not willing or able to actually ask for the pleasure, the luxury, the hedonistic opulence of living. And really being able to eke out every joy in every possible moment. I'm not sure what that is. There's just this dulling down and kind of dumbing down of the life experience. And it's not to say that everybody functions that way. If you listen to this show, obviously you're interested in more or you wouldn't be tuning in. It's also interesting to me because I work with a lot of folks who have been changing and choosing and growing and really opening up to this possibility of having a bigger life, a life that actually works for them so dynamically that pleasure is a constant thing. And if there's not only no pain, but if there's no pleasure and enjoyment, they know something's off. But I also see with those folks that that may be so in a couple areas of their living, but not on the whole quite yet. So whatever camp you fall into, whether you've been really looking to change something and have just been really focused on just coming out of the pain of it, or if you've been chugging along, experiencing pleasure in certain areas and can't quite seem to get it in others, I wonder what else is possible with this conversation. One of the things that is beautiful to acknowledge and just take a beat and a breath and a relaxation into is you know there is more. You know there's an infinite world of possibilities out there. You know there's more that you're capable of. And you know that there's also more to enjoy from this life and this living. It's funny how often our definitions start to cloud and color what it is we desire to choose or change. Where have you been defining the pleasure in your life as certain things that have blinded you out to the momentary pleasures that show up for you? And this is one of my favorite ways to work. Again, I'm kind of more pleasure-driven anyway, I would say. That's always how I've been, especially through kind of the sensual nature. I'm very connected to my body. I've always been very interested in exploring the world through my body. That came out when I was younger in my dancing background. And yoga I fell in love with because it was a way for me to explore energy and consciousness through my body and my muscles and these beautiful movements. There's been this interesting tie-in with me between not just my physical body, but my embodiment and that pleasure zone, that pleasure factor of living. And embodiment is really actually you being here now on this planet with a body and how you engage not only with it, but through it and with everything around it as well. So all the elements of your life and your living, all of the physical stuff in your life and your living, you actually being embodied and how you engage with it is huge in this conversation. Imagine really being open to the possibilities of pleasure, of more, not just wanting to define something as a problem and defining the answer to try to shift it. What if instead there were different questions you could be asking? And you know, probably about a year or so ago, I wrote a post up on Facebook of what if you stopped trying to fix your body and just started to choose what would pleasure it. And it was kind of surprising how much response that one post got. And I don't get that it was really necessarily from the people. I think sometimes when we hear something like that or we read something like that, our sweet bodies just go, oh my God, that's what I've been looking for. Thank you. Our bodies really do have this capacity to show us the path to pleasure. So utilizing your body to actually start to expand your embodiment into more pleasure, what would that look like? Imagine asking that for your financial decisions, for your business decisions, your creative pursuits, everything that you do with your body, and also all the elements that make up your life too. If you weren't trying to change a problem with your body, whether that's those last couple of pounds or the wrinkles or the pain or the illness, but actually started to choose the next step beyond it. And this is just a fun way to play. We'll get into some areas a little bit later, but just play with your body right now. What's the thing you would like to change? Now, if you've already defined that thing as a problem, how often do your choices for how to change it only take you to the fix-it mode or the problem-solving of that thing? If you actually see with that kind of interesting thing that we do where we identify a problem, we define it, and we go, oh, to fix that, I would have to do this. All that does is create a leaning away from the problem. Maybe a change a little bit, maybe a little bit more of a space with it. You may be coming out of pain into no pain. Cool. My question is, I wonder if you were willing to ask, what is the next step beyond it? So that you're not going from pain to no pain, but what if you could go from pain to pleasure? To total ease with the intensity, to total curiosity, and to more exploration. Do you see how that's different? What that does, it opens up the space around you and creates a little bit more of that broader perspective. Creates a little bit more of a broader vision so that you don't see X to Y equals Z. You go, okay, X, and I wonder what else. It's really fascinating to me when we actually start to choose what is light. And again, what is light is what is right for you. What is light, it actually starts to lead us into more lightness of living. In that lightness of living, there is an easefulness. There's a pleasure factor that is so far beyond. It's not even the pleasure of I have the exact body that I want, or I have the exact amount of money that I want, or the business that I want. It's not even that. It's that ability to really be present and acknowledge and be totally grateful, pleasurably, delectably grateful for what it is you have and be right here and now. And if there's something that you desire to change, those kind of questions, looking for the pleasure factor and choosing into pleasure, actually create far, far and away more dynamically than choosing just to lean away from pain or a pain point. And I've been doing a lot of marketing studies, I guess you would say, over the last couple of years with developing my business. And it's always been interesting because here I am, I love to talk about the pleasure and having a bigger life and creating more. And so many of the marketing tips out there are about having to reach people through their pain points. I'm sure if you're an entrepreneur, you've been around the block, you've noticed this, where a lot of it is you have to reach people where they're in pain. And then guess what? You have to offer them a solution to the pain. And a lot of times, if you actually look at any marketing out there, that leap, that meeting someone at their pain point and leading them out, usually is that X to Y to Z. It's that linear get away from pain, come into no pain. Very rarely do you see this possibility to go beyond no pain into the pleasure and into the enjoyment of life and living. You know, you can do this, of course, with bodies. We've been talking about that, but I invite you this week, start to unpack this with money and your financial reality and your creative pursuits and your business development and your family relations. Oh my goodness, that's a huge one. If you weren't looking at like, wow, I wonder how this person could not bug me as much, but actually started looking like, wow, I wonder what I could enjoy about them. I wonder what pleasure could be here if I wasn't defining the fact that I don't like them or they do bug me. We go into these definitions and these defined viewpoints so frequently. And as soon as you buy something as a problem or as an irritation or as something that's wrong that needs to change, unfortunately, your questions and the choices you'll make are colored by that. And most of the things that come from that are going into that middle zone of just no pain, of no angst, of no struggle. And that may be an accessible point for some of you. That's great. There's nothing wrong with that. My invitation with this episode is to start to actually lean into the pleasure factor more. Don't stop in the middle. Don't stop with just the no pain. Wonder what you can do to actually choose to leap into pleasure. You know, a lot of us will think that we only can receive the pleasure of living, of being embodied, of having money, of creating, when we have something really specific, the perfect body, the X number of dollars in the bank account, the X number of clients, the X number of products being sold, the perfect relationship partner. That is a very slippery slope and quite a dangerous one. You are putting your eggs in one very defined basket. And unfortunately with that, you don't allow yourself any pleasure along the way until you actually hit that one defined target and goal. This is something very different. If you did nothing else this week but look to see where you were choosing to come out of a pain point into just the middle of no pain, and started to ask, what's the pleasure that's available beyond this, and starting to choose in that direction more, that would actually allow you to come out of those defined viewpoints. And a really cool side effect, you will start to become aware how right here, right now, as you are, as your body is, as your finances are, as your businesses are, as your relationships are, everything right now has something to be enjoyed. It has something to be acknowledged and something to be totally grateful for. That in of itself will start to add in that momentary pleasure that really brings you into experiencing the delight of being alive and of being embodied. And that is fertile, fertile ground, my friends. That is where you desire to start planting those seeds of possibilities and to start to nourish and nurture that space, because that's what can actually lead you beyond that one defined target into unimaginable delights. The pleasure factor for me isn't actually attaining set goals. It is enjoying every twist and turn of the ride along the way. And if you're willing to start looking at what you already have created and what you have here and now, without the need to hold on to it, without the need to think it's perfect, don't change, without the need to go, oh my God, it's horrible, I have to change it, but actually go, you know what? Right now, we're cool. Right now, there are things here to be enjoyed. There's pleasure to be had. And I wonder in that space what seeds I can start to plant that will fertilize and grow and bear fruit well into my future. There's a very different possibility in the world with this. I invite you to stop looking at the pain points, stop coming out of just the no pain, and start to explore the pleasure factor that is right here, willing and ready to receive you. This is a big one. This is a very outside of the box one. Let me know how it goes. You can always get a hold of me at lauren@laurenpolley.com. You can also find me on my business page. We'll have some more information about this week up there. I'll leave the link down below. Have an amazing week exploring the pleasure factor, and I wonder what else is possible. I'll chat with you next Tuesday.